When it's 4:42 a.m. South African time, it's a beautiful Mubarak Friday morning, the 19th of Rajab, 1444. Well, let's go into the Q&A. We said it's a beautiful Friday morning. Welcome to the Q&A. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, Ustad.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Barakallahu feekum on Arafat. Jazakallahu khairan to our technicians, Brother Junaid Khan and Brother Riyaz Hussain. Nahmaduhu wa nuswalli ala rasulihil kareem. Amma ba'd, a'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Rabbi shrah li swadri wa yassir li amri wa hlul 'uqdatam min lisani yafqahu qawli. سبحانك لا علم لنا إلا ما علمتنا إنك أنت العليم الحكيم. All praise is due to Almighty Allah, the sustainer, nourisher and cherisher of the universe. Peace, blessings and salutations be upon our beloved master and leader, Nabi Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Alhamdulillah, today is the day of Jumu'ah, the honorable day of Friday, the 19th of Rajab, 1444. With the grace and mercy of Almighty Allah, Jalla Wala, we focus on chapter 25, Suratul Furqan, verses 28-29. In life, we must learn to make the right decisions. What we have adopted today, majority of Muslims and non-Muslims, is this what the Quran is informing us. And then when the time comes for accountability and reckoning, then those people will only have sorrow, regret and remorse. Remember, this is a non-Muslim because he chose the wrong friends, the wrong associates, the wrong pseudo-scholars and so forth and so on. So then you see this is what happens. So this person here states, is not for one person. The Quran Sharif is a message for all times, all places, all circumstances. Ya waylata, woe to me. Ya laytani, woe laytani, how I wish. Lam attakhidh fulanan khalila, that I did not take such and such a person to be my friend, meaning that why did I mingle and associate with him? Why did I establish friendship with them? Why did I join this organization and so forth and so on? Why did I join this political party and so forth? All these meanings will be correct. لَقَدْ أَضَلَّنِي, indeed, definitely, they led me astray, أَنِ الذِّكْرِ, from the reminder. The reminder refers to the Quran Sharif, the direct speech of Almighty Allah, and the Sunnah Mubarakah, the teaching, preaching of Prophet Muhammad, Mustafa Habibuna Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The Quran Sharif uses the word zikr, reminder, many a time for the Quran Sharif and the Sunnah. Chapter 15, verse number 9, Inna nahnu nazzalna zikra, indeed, surely we revealed this Quran Sharif piecemeal, and we revealed the Sunnah Mubarakah as well, gradually. And wa inna lahu lahafidun, and surely we will protect it and preserve it. There won't be additions, omissions, interpolations. People will try, but Almighty Allah Jalla Wala will always let their efforts come to zero, and they will be humiliated and disgraced. Ani zikri ba'da is ja'ani. So this person, this organization, they led me astray after it came to me, the truth came to me, and yet I fell, for they are people, they are scholars, they are flowery speeches, and they are propaganda and hollow promises. وَكَانَ الشَّيْطَانُ لِلْإِنسَانِ خَذُولًا, and Satan, Lucifer and Shaitan, for human being, he deserts him, he leaves him. Although in the starting what he does, the same Lucifer, he embellishes it. It makes it seem so attractive and so wonderful and beautiful. وَزَيَّنَ لَهُمُ الشَّيْطَانُ أَعْمَالَهُمْ. Tomorrow on the day of justice, the same Lucifer, Satan, Iblis, Shaitan will render a khutbah, will deliver a sermon and a speech. You know how today the speeches are given by presidents or prime ministers and rulers. So on that day he will give a speech to them. And what will he say? Khutbatun batra. Khutbatun batra means the khutbah sermon without praising Almighty Allah. And he will say, this is Satan, Lucifer, chapter 14, Surah Ibrahim, verse number 22. Inni da'utukum, and I already will say, an da'utukum, that I invited you, first tajabatum li, and you responded positively to me. That is what Satan will say. And thereafter, فَلَا تَلُومُونِي وَلُومُوا أَنفُسَكُمْ. Hence, do not blame me, but blame yourself. I just embellished it, beautified it, and I made it so attractive. And you found it irresistible, O human being, Muslim and non-Muslim. Think about that seriously before death approaches us. Let's take you around the world. News, views, interviews, local, national, international. Turkey, Syria, very, very sad. More than 21,000 people martyred. May Almighty Allah grant those who passed away with Iman and Islam, Jannat al-Firdaus, those who are the bereaved family. Allah Jalla wala grant them all sabr jameel, and Allah Ta'ala give them that guidance to continue with their life. More than 50,000 buildings flattened, remember this. Biden is too scared to go to Ukraine. He says Putin will put me finish and finish me up. So he refused to go to Ukraine. He's supposed to be the commander-in-chief, but he's too frightened. Russia to dump the euro. That's a good move, Putin. You're a big harami, but therefore I like you. You know how to play your cards, you must remember. So Russia told that the European Union, we're going to dump the euro, we will only focus on the ruble, Russian currency, the yuan, that is Chinese currency, and gold. We don't want nothing else. North Korea, remember all these guys, they want to put in a corner, Russia, North Korea, China, Iran, and so forth. They're all coming up now. North Korea unveils record number of missiles, and is showing there. Civil war. Hey, you Jutlas. Hey, you Zionists. Hey, you Haramis. Listen carefully what I'm saying now. This is your newspaper telling us, Haaretz. Civil war is possible in Israel. One Jutla shooting another Jutla. One Jew shooting another. And tomorrow night, Saturday night, they will be 100,000 and more, inshallah, marching for us as Muslims or any person of justice. Remember, thus far, 2023, 43 of our brothers, sisters there in Palestine have martyred already this year alone by these haramis and Hitler's children, the Nazi apartheid terrorist regime, and 7 of their jutlas dispatched straight to the hellfire. Western Wall, that is Jidarul Buraq. You new Muslims, wake up from your slumber, because you are living in Alice in Wonderland. What they call the Western Wall, that is what they occupied in 67 for us as Muslims, is called Jidarul Buraq. When Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam's miraculous nocturnal journey took place, Isra and Mi'raj, then that miraculous means of conveyance, the Buraq going at the speed of lightning, remember, was fastened there. So they say the status quo will remain, male and female will continue mixing there, and there won't be separation. So again, big problems for Israel there. Imagine the Israeli reservists are marching, going to march against Bibi as well. He's one of the most hated and detested person in the world today. That is Bibi, the war criminal. And Barcelona, we salute you, the mayor. She told Netanyahu on his face that we got nothing to do with apartheid Israel, and we're severing all ties with Israel. I remember when I was a young boy, you know, and I was in the 60s, and speaking of the 1960s, 67, 68, 69, 70, whilst I was becoming a Hafiz and memorizing the Noble Quran, we used to hear about South Africa, how this country, that country is going to boycott, how that company is pulling out, how this country will apply sanctions. Same thing I see now. A repeat, their tech companies, this company, are all going to start pulling out from Israel. Your days are numbered, O BB. Barcelona, well done. More and more cities and Tata countries must do that. Look at Murtad bin Shaitan, another harami, MBS. Look at what he does. You who are the puppets, you know, bootlickers of Saudi Arabia, think properly, this is what he's doing. He wants to host the 2030 World Cup, Soccer World Cup. Mm. So what he told the world, he said that we will build a stadia in Greece, we will build a stadia there in Egypt, and obviously Saudi Arabia, and we have the money, the resources and that. Just give us the nod. And what about your human rights? Hundreds and thousands of people are languishing in jail, both in Saudi Arabia and in Egypt. How many political prisoners? If you're an Ikhwan member, a member of Muslim Brotherhood, you're a terrorist. If you speak the truth there, they just lock you up. How many ulama, how many women and people are in jail in Saudi Arabia? And you're telling me that these people can host the World Cup? Absolute. But it can happen. You know why? Because the FIFA and these people, politicians, 90%, 80%, corrupted to the core. And look at what happened in Masjid Nabawi. Today is the Mubarak, blessed day of Jumu'ah. This happened maybe on Wednesday or so. But during this week, two non-Muslim women came right inside Masjid Nabawi, within the precincts. And remember that no scarf, no nothing. They thinking they're going for a tour, and they enter our second holiest place. Who is to blame for all this? Non-Muslims just entering like that. So MBS, the harami, the murtad, is responsible for this, therefore desecrating Masjid Nabawi and disrespecting Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Once you show disrespect to the master sallallahu alaihi wasallam, you're out of the fold of Islam. Surah 49 verse 2. We got 100 reasons to say he's a murtad. French are going to march in their numbers this Saturday. So it looks like Saturday this week is a marching season. The Jutlas will be marching, and that will be after their Sabbath, and the French will be marching, and Macron, the Muslims are like this, you harami. See your own people, they want to hang you. You must remember that, and you must start paying reparations to Algeria and Tunisia for occupying them. Look at those two shaitans, both of them. Therefore I tell you, every Muslim name is not a Muslim person. President Qais of Tunisia and President Bashar Assad there of Syria, both haramis, both shaitans, both murtads, both out of the fold of Islam. They want to strengthen diplomatic ties, both of them. Bashar Assad, 100% Shia Alawi, out of the fold, one of the worst type of Shia. And President Qais, he rejects three-quarter of Islam. So what Muslim is he? Now, yesterday, I told you, sparks will fly in South Africa. The whole world saw a big circus in the parliament, if you want to call it that. What happened? Let me give you my story. So you know that around 7 o'clock is our adhan, our prayer time, and it is the night of Friday, Jumu'ah, so we have extra reading. So around 7:30, I came out of the mosque, and I said, let me switch on my radio. It's my habit. Whenever I come out, I switch on. And then they said that now EFF and them are busy. And now they want to go right to the podium. And they want to even assault the president, it seems, and so forth and so on. So we have become the laughing stock of the world. You must remember this. These are the three questions I pose to you. Because I know most of you, Muslim and non-Muslim, don't know this. Do you know there was a survey carried out? Listen carefully. We're speaking of 2023. You know we are still in February, right? So there was a survey carried out, right? In 2023, now this year, academic year, that the grade fours in South Africa, 70% to 80% cannot read and fathom and comprehend what they are reading. They will read, but they don't understand what they are reading. So what that tells you, that your education system is a hopeless, useless, and you got two ministers of education. So now you're bringing another minister for electricity. It's like a crook, you know, that he goes and steals in the bank, and then he says, we will have an investigation ourselves. Who is the crook? Remember, you declared state of disaster for who? You are the one who failed South Africa. Mm-hmm. You are the one who caused the collapse of every state-owned entity. And now you want these things here. So you are to blame. And now you want this. I mean, this is a mockery, a travesty of justice. You know, we as South Africans can't be such idiots, you know. But every day an idiot is born. What can we do, you know? So a very, very poor thing. I don't hear all these lectures, remember. I don't have time for all this. But really, EFF, you took the cake and the bun last night. Well done, Maleba. Let me tell you that. Yes, you understand? That you need to need some maverick characters. You understood? Okay. Now look at these Christians. Now you Christians, you tell me. Which side you all are? First, you tell me Holy Bible. The Holy Bible becomes the wicked Bible. Because you tell me in 1631 was what? That thou shalt commit adultery. Now the Christian Church of England, they say, God must be referred to and gender neutral. You mustn't say he and she, and you must just say a neutral term. So the more nonsense you'll do, more and more people are flocking to Islam. All you Christians, you're wasting your time with Christianity. It's a dead religion. Remember these things. Yeah, that day. Your Pope says that homosexuality is not a crime. Is that not sufficient reason for you to leave the church? Now they're saying they're gender neutral. You must refer that to God and so forth. So I'm telling you that these things here are bad news for the Christians. Nicaragua, they released more than 200 prisoners. So the Blinken, Secretary of State, say that's a positive move for human rights. My brother, if I can call you brother, subhuman I must call you. So I want to ask you, when are you and the American dictators going to make the positive news for Muslims and humanity? Release everyone in Guantanamo. Obey, release my sister Dr. Afia, yeah. Then we will say you are doing something positive. Otherwise we say you are the ones who are the biggest, remember, terrorists, and you are the ones who waterboarded, tortured, persecuted our brothers for more than 20 years. 7 women released in Iran from prison, and Rich is not the guy, you see, Sunak. Now the MPs in Britain, they say, no, we must inquire how come the British and them left so quickly from Afghanistan and so forth. So I'll tell you that you don't have to have an inquiry, because you, America and Britain and your 48 countries, were catching a good whooping and a thrashing from them, from our brothers, our Taliban, and Allah gave them gold now, gave them lithium, gave them, you understand, this oil, all these things here. So you waste your time with your inquiry. You must inquire, you Britain and you America, the murder of our 1 million plus brothers, sisters and children in the land of Afghanistan. That is what you should be inquiring. You are the biggest terrorist in the world. So 8 to 9, inshallah, Mufti Aku at Mu'azahid, 11:35, inshallah, the khutbah and sermon from Makkah. Today is Sheikh Bandar Balila. For Jumu'ah, I will be here in the Jami Masjid in Lens. So inshallah, make dua for the Ummah and make dua. Justice must come. Once there's justice, then there's peace. Inshallah.
I've got Sister Joyce who started. She says, morning, AK. Do you think South Africa will end up like Zimbabwe? Joyce,
what's
that?
What you speaking, my sister, will end up. It's already there, my sister. Where are we living in? Don't you see your petrol price is higher than Lesotho, Swaziland, Botswana, and all these countries? Don't you see your education is in shambles? Don't you see your medical, your hospitals in shambles? Instead of cutting down the ministers to 50%, half of them on a holiday there, what Tutu said, under apartheid there was the gravy train, and now under democracy we got the gravy plane. Well said to by Tutu there. Certain points of his we agree with him, and therefore we quote him. You must remember that. So that is where you are. You're going to go end up worse than Zimbabwe if we are not careful. Pray, my sister Joyce, that we all can rejoice in this wonderful land of South Africa.
I've got anonymous sister. She says that, do you think it's a punishment because of the Soccer World Cup? The Turkey soccer team were dancing, drinking, zina, etc. So can we say, Mufti AK, they deserve it? What's happening in Turkey? Mufti AK, anonymous sister, will start.
Remember that since when we are so good. You must remember South Africa is one of the capitals of the gay capitals of the world. One South Africa, if you take the 100 countries, we are on the wrong side of it as far as crime and corruption go and so forth. So before we throw stones at Turkey and so forth, let us look at ourselves. Remember this. Yes, we can say it's a punishment. Iza kasur al khabath, when the vices are there much more than the good and the virtuous deeds, as mentioned in Sahih Muslim, the authentic hadith of the Master sallallahu alaihi wasallam. But when the virtue is good, better than remember and greater than remember, it is a test and so forth. Sister, brother, leave the judging now. The time is for us to assist them, either with du'as, either monetary help or what have you, and so forth. And let us do some introspection ourselves. How many mistakes and sins and vices we have committed before we start condemning the whole nation of the Turks and so forth. One thing I will tell you, which you don't know, you must remember the Harami, Bashar Assad, the Pakka Kafir Shia. You must remember, they're not even allowing much aid to go to where the Sunnis are. I've been 3-4 times to Syria. If you know anything of the demographics of Syria, majority of the people are Sunni, and the army and the people who are running the country are Shia, but they determined where the assistance will go and so forth. So that is a travesty of justice.
I've got Brother Bruce. He says, AK, I hope you remember me. My name is Bruce. It is reported that Russia is now discussing the possible first nuclear strike on the UK and Germany. What will be the next? Bruce, we'll start.
What will you do, my brother Bruce, if you have 10 thugs and 10 gangsters who surround your house and so forth, and they told you, Bruce, better surrender or otherwise we're coming in guns blazing? What will you do, I'm asking you? You will take your guns, you will take your bow and arrows, your knives, whatever is at your disposal, and you will defend. Any person will do that. So when NATO comes, America comes, Russia, Germany comes, Britain comes, they all want to give so many arms and missiles and us and so forth. So what do you expect Putin to do? If I was Putin, long time I should open the nuclear already. So you must remember, just give them one small little taste. You must remember that. Then you see, I don't know, Bruce, if you speak Afrikaans, because you Durbanites, you can't speak Afrikaans properly, you know. But I don't want to say all of you, majority of you. dance all the proper dance. You must remember that. So Putin has been very patient with Germany and with America and NATO and Israel and all of them. And if he does it, he's 100% justified. You must remember that. That's why we support him. He's a big harami, but he knows how to place his cards. You must remember that.
Dr. Sab says that he's selling goods on terms advisable in Islam. Ustad, Dr. Sab.
Remember, Dr. Sab, this is a three-part question. When you yourself, and you can see this person here is in dire straits and so forth, he needs that item, he needs that merchandise, but doesn't have the cash. So you, as a Muslim, what should you do? The Quran gave us the guidelines. Wa ahsin kama ahsanallahu ilayk. Do good to people as Almighty Allah did good to you. It's not your business acumen that you became a millionaire, and it is not your degrees. It is the decree of Almighty Allah, Jalla Wala, chapter 28, verse 77. So go learn the true ethics of Islamic business, my brothers and sisters. So in that case, there is good to give them on terms or give it to them free of charge. That is what Islam will say. So that is one side. Second side, what our Muslims and non-Muslims are doing today by and large, that they just keep on swiping their credit card, swiping this card, that is definitely detested, hated in Islam. Why must you go into debt unnecessarily? Allahumma inni a'udhu bika min al-ma'thami wal-maghram, hadith in Bukhari Sharif. O Almighty Allah, Jalla wala, I seek your protection from debts and from places of sins and actions that are vices and sin. Look at the beautiful dua. Second one, Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam hadith mentioned in Sunan Nasai, that is, Allahumma inni a'udhu bika min al-kufri wa dain. Ya Allah, I seek your protection from blasphemy and debts. The Sahaba, the students, the companions, radiallahu anhum ajma'in, were sitting there. They were astonished. So wait the dayna bil kufri, ya Rasulullah, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. It's like you almost equating debts, word kufr and blasphemy. Qala na'am. The Master, alayhi salam, said yes. This is your capitalistic system. They glorify debts, and then the oligarchies, the elite, they get richer and richer, and the poor get poorer and poorer. That's what Quran says must not happen. كَيْ لَا يَكُونَ دُولَةً بَيْنَ الْأَغْنِيَاءِ مِنْكُمْ. The debt, the wealth should not be rotating among the rich only. It's not only they must be getting a better share and a bigger share. It must filter down to the ground. That is what Islam is teaching. Third one, Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, hadith Musnad Ahmad, nafsul mu'mini mu'allakatun biduyunihi hatta tughza anhu. Where there is my father, my mother, my family, your family, nobody enters paradise and Jannah until and unless the debts are paid. We need to be clear on this issue. You Muslim, learn these two qualities. Let us try and lead a life of sin-free and debt-free. So, kid, I got a policy here in my house. I told my wife, I tell my family, that get out of the debt trap and you will lead a very pure, chaste, good life. You will sleep, you can walk everywhere, you don't owe anybody. Today, people consider it what? As a great thing. We owe the bank 20 million, 5 million, we got this facility, that facility. So who's fooling who in the zoo? So remember, that's why secularism and capitalism, democracy, all are a curse for humanity at large. But who is there to understand?
Ustad, I've got a listener from UK. He says, how is life in Cape Town? My husband will soon be sent to South Africa. I myself also will be coming with my two-year-old daughter. I have already found some information, but I wonder if you have experience with life in Cape Town, Ustad.
For what are you coming, my brother, my sister? You're coming for a holiday, or you're coming here to settle down, or you're coming for some meeting, or what? If you are coming for a holiday, then very good. Cape Town is one of the most beautiful. I've been 100 times, we don't know how many times to Cape Town. So, my brother, sister, remember this. You go visit Table Mountain. You go visit the two oceans. You go visit Robben Island. But I want to teach you where you must go Islamically. So Islamically, you must write this down. It's an Afrikaans word, Dutch word. So you, my brother, sister, write down Boer Kaap. B-O, and then the second word, Kaap. Kaap is Cape. K-A-A-P. So you must go to Boer Kaap. And there it was the old Hilton Hotel. Now it is the Hyatt Hotel. So you just go there and ask them where is the masjid, the Oval Masjid. So remember, that is where you must go and should go. That is before democracy, 1994. 1794, the first mosque was established in South Africa. And remember who donated the land? Muslim lady Sarki van die Kaap. Every person who reads Salat, the reward goes to her. Because she donated the first land. Imam Tuan Guru Rahimahullah, he was the first teacher, the first imam and all that there. Then when you go to Robben Island, you must study the history of Imam Tuan Guru. Remember that from the year 1871 to the year, that not 1871, let's get the dates right, 1781 to 1793. 1781 to 1793. So he wrote the Quran by memory at Robben Island. Such a great Hafiz Sheikh he was. 1781 to 1793. He knew the Quran and then he wrote it by heart, by memory. So when you go to that masjid opposite Hyatt Hotel now, Oval Masjid, green in color. So my student is the imam there, that Ismail Lont is one of the wonderful good reciters of the noble Quran. So you must remember that you go there and the showcase is there, you will see that Quran that he wrote. But that's not the original. You know, South Africa is a country full of gays, and especially Cape Town, and full of crooks and criminals. So they fear they will steal the Quran. So the Cape Town ulama, they made a photocopy, and the original, they kept it in the vault. So these are the places you must visit, and tell your husband to go to Imam Tuan Guru's grave, and he must go there to Fori, and there you will find Sheikh Yusuf of Makassar, who came to South Africa in 1654. His followers came, and then he came in 1694 and so forth. So these are our origins of Islam. It's all there. Don't just go to Robben Island and to Table Mountain and finish. Go read the Islamic history. Write down my number, brother, sister, +27 71 888 1184. I have 100,000 students day in Cape Town, Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. So you must remember that they all studied in Newcastle, and till now they study also. So you must remember that visit Qasimul Uloom, that's where our madrasa, our Darulum is. So these are the places you should visit, my brother, my sister.
I've got a sister Amanda. She says Adam and Eve were black. Why do white people continue to deny this, Ustad?
So, you must remember, you see, sometimes, my sister, the white man, they want to rule the world. You call that the white hegemony. You call that, you must remember, the reset, the new world order. If they can help it, they go to divorce. And what they want to do in divorce, they want to divorce Africa. In Davos, in Switzerland, they say Africa is a liability. The leaders, they just come with a begging bowl, give us million is waste of time for them. Give us billion dollars, give us billion pounds and so forth. Then we kuluma, then we will speak and all this. So as far as they can help it, Davos and the politicians and so forth there, majority of them want that the whole Africa must just disappear because it's a failed continent and it is filled with corrupt. That is their aim. They say the Africans, the Indians, the Asians, that we are third-class citizens and so forth and so on. But you're saying that Adam and Eve is a black that we rejected. You must remember that, you know, was learned the Arabic language. Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, I'll give you one. You know, you need to understand philology. So Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, Ni'mal idamu al-khal. The best gravy is what? Vinegar. It's authentic hadith in Mishkat Sharif, Musnad Ahmad. Now you look at the color normally of vinegar, it's like brownish and so forth. So remember Nabi Adam, his name Adam, his name is Nami Nami Ismi Grami, is mentioned 25 times in the Noble Quran, just like Jesus, peace be upon him, Isa alayhi salam. Inna mathala Isa indallahi ka mathali Adam. 25 times their names are mentioned. Nabi Adam alayhi salam, no parents. Jesus, peace be upon him, no father. So that is the similarity as well. So he was more brownish in color and so forth, and he was created from dust and sand. So that is what we believe in, brother, sister. Not that they were black. Now that is going to another extreme as well.
I see Jonathan says that which countries will be the top 5 world superpowers in 2040. You know exactly what I'm saying.
Yeah, it won't be Israel, because Israel will be non-existent, Jonathan. Israel is finished. And you better go back there and tell them that. Tell Netanyahu, tell Ben-Gvir, tell Smotrich or Snotrich with his snot in his nose that you must remember Israel kaput, finish. The starting of their decline has started already, and they won't feature. Remember, the new maps that are being made already don't feature Israel in some countries. So you should know that Israel is a spent force. It was never a force. They were always disgraced and humiliated. But because of America, because of Europe pumping them up, helping them, assisting them with arms, ammunition, money, and this Arab tenpot dictator, just look at this. Every Muslim, just look at this. You get Barcelona severing ties with Israel. You must remember, the tech companies on the verge of leaving Israel. But you get Saudi Arabia, United Arab Emirates, Bahrain, and you get this Egypt and Jordan and Morocco all standing in a queue to now strengthen ties with Israel. You call them Muslim, these people. Well, you can take my fatwa and quote it in any part of the world. The rulers of these countries are 100% kulluhum murtaddun wa ghaddarun. I spoke in Arabic because these chamchas, they know Arabic. So these spies of theirs, you must tell them what I said, that they are murtads out of the fold of Islam and traitors to Islam and traitors to Aqsa and the Palestinians.
I've got Sister Sonia, Ustad. She says that, did King James changed the Bible? Why was it called the King James Version of the Bible? Sister Sonia.
My sister, Sister Sonia, I see you interested in the Bible. You know, if something happens while a certain person is the ruler and the leader, so then it is attributed to him. So that time the clergy, they said that we got so many different versions of the Bible, so now we need to have a new codified Bible. And this happened during the time of King James, so therefore they gave him the credit, but he had nothing to do with it directly. It was the clergy, and therefore until today the battle is raging on between the Catholics and between the Protestants. If you go to the Bible today, you go to the King James Version and go to the New International Version, and then they call certain verses. Write it down, my sister Sonia, and then when I'm finished, you can go to your Google and go look for apocryphal verses, and that it, maybe I pronounce it, you know, but incorrectly, those verses that are under dispute between Christian Catholics and Protestants and so forth. So therefore we end of today, they have so many versions of the Bible that the virgins are confused. That is our story, Sonia. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.